today we have a little story. We've got Frankie and Nellie, and they were on their way to one of their most favorite places to go. And one of their most favorite places to go is to go play on the beach. Who here likes to go play on the beach? It's one thing we do miss sometimes is only being an hour away from the ocean where we used to live. So you on Sabbath afternoon, you could just go over to the beach. Well, Frankie and Nellie, they were on their way to their beach with their dad. And as they got closer, dad gave them a reminder. Now remember, Frankie and Nellie, you have brand new shoes on. So when you get down to the beach, be sure to put your shoes aside in a safe place so that you don't lose your shoes. And, of course, Nellie and Frankie said, oh, yes, Daddy, we will. But as soon as that car got in the parking lot where Daddy was going to park, they jumped out of the car and they ran as fast as they could down towards the ocean. Because where they were at, it was very shallow. It was a very shallow part of the ocean. And so they were running down there. And Nellie, she stopped. She remembered, oh, Daddy said to take off my new shoes and my socks and put them up here away from the ocean in a safe place. And so she did. But Frankie, he just kept running until he almost got down to the water. And then he remembered, oh, no, Daddy said to take off my shoes. And so what he did? Do you think he walked back to a safer spot to take off his shoes? No, he just took off his shoes and socks right there and jumped in the ocean and started playing. Well, he and Nellie, they had a lot of fun. And of course, this story comes from a different day and age. And so it was a little later that Dad came by. And so Daddy comes and he calls them, okay, Nellie, Frankie, it's time to go home now. And so they turned around and Nellie, she walked back. She knew exactly where her shoes were. But Frankie, when he tried to find his shoes, they were nowhere to be found. And so he looked and looked, and Daddy's like, come on, Frankie, we need to go. Frankie had to go, and he had to tell Dad that he couldn't find his shoes. Well, Dad said, well, we need to get home now, so I'm sorry. You're going to just have to wear your sister's slippers that are here in the car to go home. So they went home. And then the next morning at breakfast, Daddy says to Mom, you know, I think today maybe we should go back down to the beach and go look and see if we can find those shoes. And Mom's like, what's the use? The tide's come in. The shoes are long gone. But Frankie and Nellie are at breakfast. And so Frankie's like, yes, please, can we go try? And so Mom's like, okay, we can go try. So Mom and Dad and Nellie and Frankie, after breakfast, they went and they drove back down to the beach. And Mom and Dad opened their doors to get out. And Nellie and Frankie said, we want to stay in the car for a few more minutes. And Mom and Dad said, well, okay. They just thought, well, that's strange. Well, as soon as Mom and Dad had gotten out of their sight, they turned around in the seat so they could kneel down and facing the back window. And they started to pray. Oh, dear Jesus, please help to find Frankie's shoes. And they prayed that same little prayer 6 times. And when they turned back around to sit down in their seats, here was Mom and Dad come walking towards the car. And Dad in his hands had Frankie's shoes. And Mom and Dad were talking. It was like, I can't believe we found them. And how in the world did that happen? And when they got into the car, Frankie and Nellie told Mom and Dad that they had been praying to find those shoes. And so they knew without a doubt that Jesus had answered their prayer to find those missing shoes.